This was put out by a European Member of Parliament, Rob Roos, on Wednesday. He's from the Netherlands. He's a Dutch member of the European Parliament. He said, "I just left the room where we had negotiations about the digital identity, and I have very bad news."
"I just left the room where we had the negotiations about the digital identity, and I have bad news. The Member States and the European Parliament came to an agreement. That means that probably not far from now, the digital identity will be a fact in the European Union. Right after this agreement, Commissioner Breton said, now we have the digital identity wallet, we have to put something in it. And what he meant was the digital euro, also known as the central bank digital currency. And this is a very bad development. They always promise us not to make this connection. And even a lot of experts, privacy experts and security experts, warned also last week, this is a very bad idea for our privacy and our freedom. And still, this digital identity is pushed through. But it's not too late, because we still have to vote on this in the plenary. So what you can do, send your MEP from your member state an email and tell him or tell her that you are against this tool."
Well, here's the problem. You know, as they created this European Parliament in order to move the accountability further and further away from the people. You know, the people are focused as to what is happening in their country, but what's really being imposed upon them is going to be coming from this European Parliament that is further away. And yet another thing that people need to monitor, but that's really where the action is taking place. And you notice how they're using the same approach that has destroyed us here in the United States, to focus to put the real power centralized. As we do in the federal government, they've centralized it into the Brussels government, right? So you move this away from the people, put it in Brussels, you move it away from the people, you put it in Washington. And as he pointed out, they have now just signed this away. They've got a European ID. And he said the commissioner, Thierry Breton, this is the same guy that's made several trips to Austin to intimidate Elon Musk. And Elon Musk, you've seen him and those cringy videos, bowing and scraping, "Yes, yes, I will censor whatever you tell me." That EU commissioner, Breton, said, "Now that we've got a digital identity wallet for all Europeans, we have to put something in it." And he says, that suggests that they're going to take that European ID and use that, put in it, that wallet, CBDC. He said they ignored all of the privacy experts and security specialists, he wrote when he posted that video up. He said they pushed it all through. And this is why this happens. They create these organizations, you know, the European Union, the federal government, to get this stuff away from us, out of our control, and to push this through. Now, the founders who created our country knew that that would happen. And that's why they made it very clear in the 9th and 10th Amendment, don't assume that you've got any power unless it's explicitly stated there. And if you haven't been explicitly given that power, it is retained by the states and by the people. There is nothing like that in the European Union. But it really doesn't matter that if we've got it in our Constitution, if we don't make these people abide by that, if we let them skip on that. So he says, "I'm not optimistic. It's not too late. Let your member of parliament know that you oppose this." And again, you know, we can always talk to the members of Congress and tell them that we oppose this or oppose that. Will they listen to us? Probably not. Debanking is surging in the UK. You know, it's it became a big, a lot of focus, a lot of news reporting of it when it happened to Nigel Farage, right? Just like when you see it happening to somebody here who is very well known. Then they talk about it. But it's happening to a lot of people. The financial ombudsman opened up 1,613 new cases related to bank account closures in the 6 months that end in September. The new figures show that they were closing the bank accounts of 268 people a month, or businesses, small businesses or individuals. And yet, all they typically talk about is when they do it to somebody that is well-known, famous, like Nigel Farage. But they're doing 268 of these each month. This compares with 2,708 cases across all of the previous year. And so they said it looks like it's going to go up by about a fifth to 3,200 for this financial year by the time it gets finished. So about 3,200 people and or businesses are going to have their bank accounts closed for no reason given. This massive debanking, and that's just in the UK. It came as the committee warned that lenders have been shutting accounts of small and medium-sized businesses without any reason. Well, you just saw the reason talked about by that member of parliament, European Parliament. It's so that they can push their CBDC out there. And here in the United States, we have the biggest bank in the United States, JP Morgan Chase. And this person recorded a video when he's trying to deposit cash, I think it was, but basically trying to use cash, and they don't want anybody to use cash at Chase Bank.
Customer service, when somebody lives 130 miles away.
Well, we can take either cashier's check, money.
I know. I tell you, when I walk out of this damn bank, I'm going to get on Twitter. I'm going to blast the hell out of JP Morgan for not taking cash at a bank. That's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Right. There's a money order.
Do I feel that way? That's crazy. It's crazy. Somebody walks in, the customer gets cash, and you won't take it. And you won't make an exception.
I'm going to leave the building, or I will
call the police. Lady, I don't care who the f*** you call. This is ridiculous not to take cash.
It is Chase. It's not me personally. I appreciate you not yelling at me like that.
Yeah, but you have the ability to do customer service.
Why can you
not? I don't like you yelling at me like that.
Okay, okay. Let's see.
Please make 100 or 200.
So it does have to be checked.
I asked to print it, but I don't know why.
So if my mom walks up with a $50 bill, you're not going to take the cash from her?
No, no. We're going to stop dealing in cash. I mean, he's not in an ATM. I mean, he's at the bank, and this person, no, I'm going to take it. Yeah, same type of thing we saw with Piers Corbin going into an Aldi and said, I want to get these strawberries. No, there's no cash taken here. Well, I'm going to leave this money here, and I'm going to take the strawberries with me. Well, we'll call the police. Please do call the police, said Piers. They threatened this guy as well. He came there to make a cash payment on something, some loan or something that he had with him. They don't want to accept it. She says, stop talking to me like that. I'm going to call the police. Should have had her call the police. The problem is there's not any product that he can walk out with. You know, they're going to look at that money, just leave it there, not do anything with it, refuse to accept it. And it's not a large amount. Like that guy said, it's a little over $100. They're not going to take it. It says on the paper that this is legal tender for all debts and payments and all that kind of stuff. The bank really doesn't have any legal standing to refuse that. But that doesn't mean that corporations are going to follow the law or that the government will follow the law. So you need to prepare for yourself. Again, DavidKnight.gold will take you to Tony Ardbin, and you need to start thinking about that aspect. So many things that we need to prepare for. That's just one more, but it's a very important component that you need to prepare for.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.